This is KGOU. Monday morning, Oklahoma City-based Sandridge Energy formally filed for bankruptcy, a move that wasn't unexpected among energy observers. We're going to take a deeper dive into what that means for the state with the Journal Record's managing editor, Adam Brooks. He joins me each Friday for a weekly conversation about Oklahoma's business news. Adam, one of the interesting things about this particular bankruptcy filing is Sandridge has almost twice as many assets as it does debt. The documents filed with the Securities and Exchange Commission list $7 billion in assets and just under $4 billion in debt. So in essence, they do have more than they owe. How unusual is this?
Well, it's, you know, what happens is that it can happen because they're looking at their long-term liquidity, and that's a problem. As long as commodity prices stay down, then they were never going to be able to get ahead of that debt. That really hurts their revenue, and it's not like they can just sell these assets and take that money and pay it toward debt. Now, part of this plan is that they're converting $2.26 billion in debt to equity, and that lowers their interest payments and will improve their cash flow. That's for their big debt holders. There are others who might challenge it because there's some new stock being offered, and we'll have to see how that proceeds as they go through the court hearings.
Take me back through some of the timeline leading up to this week's announcement. Sandridge had kind of a rough start to 2016. On January 6th, they were delisted from the New York Stock Exchange because the stock price had been below $1 per share for more than 6 months, and it really kind of got worse from there for the company.
Right. When that happened, they moved to the over-the-counter markets. They were trading for pennies a share. On January 25th, they announced new legal and financial advisors. In February, they used the grace period on $20 million interest payments. So it's no surprise that they filed. You know, we'd heard rumors for weeks that, oh, this is going to be the week, this is going to be the week, and then they finally had to take the plunge.
And there were some forces beyond Sandridge's control here, right? I mean, state regulators were trying to curtail seismic activity, and that affected Sandridge's operations as well.
Yeah, we reported a few months ago, our Secretary Kobo, that one of the unique challenges for Sandridge is that they were so geographically focused in Oklahoma, and they were in places where the wells just naturally produce a lot of byproduct wastewater to go along with the oil and natural gas, which means they have to use a lot of disposal wells. And in both Kansas and Oklahoma, they were affected by new restrictions on how much could be put into those wells, so it put them in a really tight squeeze to have economical wells in those areas.
Where does Sandridge go from here? What are we going to see as this plays out?
Well, one thing that's important to note is that this is Chapter 11 bankruptcy, which means that they're getting protection, so they have time to restructure. They're not liquidating. They're not shutting down. They still have permission to pay their employees and keep their operations going. They have that new common stock offering coming, and like most of the industry, they're still waiting for prices to rise, which some analysts think could happen by the end of the year, and this year they're already up about 50%.
I want to close out our conversation by talking about a smaller scale oil and gas story that your reporter Sarah Terry Kobo also covered this week. And this really is a great story, what the trade publication Oil and Gas Investor called the best oil deal of 2015 was negotiated in a Panera up in Edmond.
Yeah, right. We talk about business leaders breaking bread, but Ronnie Irani of RKI Exploration and Rick Muncrief of WPX Energy really did do that. They were planning this deal where WPX would buy RKI, and they didn't want to be seen. So they met at a Panera up in Edmond 7 times to work out the details.
So fast forward a couple of weeks when Muncrief and Irani met for the 7th time, and in the next booth over, there's this very loud, very honest marriage counseling session going on. And I guess the therapist recognizes the two because he gets uncomfortable, so Muncrief and Irani leave. They drive 5 miles down the road, and they close this $2.7 billion deal at a Cracker Barrel.
Right. And what they said was, you know, getting together on a personal level without a bunch of teams just allowed them to build trust. At the last minute on this detail, there was a problem. Somebody hadn't signed off on it. And Muncrief was able to call Irani and say, hey, what's going on? And he would just say, hey, we've got it taken care of. It's an honest mistake. They fixed it. So I guess the lesson is when you see people at the bakery, remember that they might be working on a $2.7 billion deal.
Adam Brooks is the managing editor of the Journal Record, and he's with us to close out each week talking about Oklahoma's business news. Adam, thanks for being here as always.
You're very welcome.